Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to spend it with us, and for that, we're totally grateful. Many of us wear so many hats. We lead such busy lives. And so I don't take for granted that you chose to spend it with us here on Fire to Inspire. Tonight's topic is time with our Heavenly Father. And so, you know, again, we lead very busy lives, but we got to make sure that our priorities are in order, and our priority is our Heavenly Father. But before we jump into our topic, I want to thank tonight's sponsors. We have April Graphics. April Graphics is your one-stop shop for graphic design, anything from letterheads to flyers, logos, business cards, photography. If you need photo shoots, websites, April Graphics is spelled A-P-H-O, G-R-A-F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. April Graphics does have a Facebook page, and their email address is aprilgraphics@gmail.com. Many of you have seen my recent photo shoot pictures that I've posted within the last month and a half, and people have been just raving over them, and those were done by April Graphics. So look them up, see what they can do for you. A Unique Expression by Design is your one-stop shop to all of your custom ideas that you need. So if you need anything for your business or personal needs, from T-shirts to pens, mugs, journals, anything you need customized, Angelise Washington and Unique Expression by Design. Is that group for you, uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. They also have a Facebook business page. All of our sponsors do have a Facebook business page. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is spelled R-A-H-Z, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. She is everybody's your one-stop shop for everything they specialize in. So Roz specializes in your hair and beauty care. So if you need anything from lashes, to makeup, that's taken care of. Your natural hair relaxes, weaves, even lock maintenance, anything, braids, sew-ins, anything that needs to be done. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop. Call Roz today and let her know that you need to make an appointment. You heard it here on Friday Inspire. We have Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U. Inspired Jewels for You. InspiredJewelsForYou.com is your $5 accessories through paparazzi. That is Inspired Jewels, the number 4, you.com. We have accessories for men, women, and children. All our necklaces come with free earrings. There are some cute pieces there for ladies and gentlemen, but more for the ladies and guys. I do apologize, but hey, check it out. We have the power of decisions, overcoming life struggles and challenges through choices. That book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. That book is by Shondell Andrea Jackson. She was one of our guests about 2 weeks ago. And when I tell you, the power of decisions is all about it. It starts with your decision. So you want to go out and get that book. I'm telling you, she was an awesome, awesome guest. And that definitely is a book you want to add to your bookshelf at your home and read. Again, that is The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. That's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. And then It's All About Me, Gospel Stage Play is coming up next week, guys. You know that I am in that play, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys come out and support Miss On Fire to Inspire. That will be held at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center. Tickets in advance are only $20 if you're interested and you're in the Atlanta area. Inbox me, we can try to get a ticket for you. We have two shows that Saturday and Sunday. The tickets are $20. The show starts at 4 p.m. both days. And then finally, we are getting ready to jump on in to On Friday Ends Right. Stop it tonight. Time with our Heavenly Father. And our topic is so near and dear to me because, again, we all lead such busy lives. And it's time for us to come on out of this busyness and make sure that we prioritize accordingly. And the top priority is time with our Father. Just like you have time for everything else, He said, what about me? When was the last time that you spent time with me? When was the last time that you made me a priority just to be still enough to hear me speak to you? Not to say a quick prayer and keep moving, but to hear me speak back to you, because prayer is definitely two ways. But we want to welcome our guest, Ms. Valerie Lee. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. How are you, great woman of God?
I'm doing well. How are you, Aaliyah?
I am great. I am great. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Amen, amen. I want you to introduce yourself to the On Friday Inspire family.
Okay, well, good evening to everyone. And to Aaliyah, I thank you for this opportunity. My name is Valerie Lee, and I am a mom. I'm a teacher. I'm a woman of God. I'm a friend. I'm your sister next door, and I am walking this walk with the Lord as I do my day-to-day operations for Him, and I'm journeying along with Him and trying to do what He has called me to do and my purpose on this earth.
Amen. Amen. Now, the topic tonight is time with our Heavenly Father. You know, we're just so very busy, but the topic itself, what does that mean to you, time with your Heavenly Father?
Well, I think that this particular topic is so apropos because my life is just so busy. And a lot of times we want to spend time in prayer. We want to read. But many times as we're reading the Bible, as we're praying, we fall asleep. And then, you know, that condemnation comes from the enemy to tell you you're not doing enough. And so if we just push all of that aside and just take the time, whether you are a morning person, whether you are an evening person, whether you are an afternoon person, we have to make sure that we allow time to spend with our Father, because you can't make moves, you can't make decisions, and you absolutely can't hear from Him if you're so incredibly busy. So this time with our Heavenly Father is the perfect topic for me, and I'm sure for many of the people listening, because we're always moving, we're always busy, but we have to take the time to sit, to sup, to listen, to worship, to pray with Him on a day-to-day basis.
Amen. So very true. Mm-hmm. That is so mm-hmm. very true. So, Valerie, you have a prayer line entitled 15 Minutes with Him. How was that birthed? What was your inspiration to do that?
Well, 15 Minutes with Him was created back in October of 2016. It was actually on what the world celebrates as Halloween. And many of my sister friends, associates, they were reaching out to me, whether it was via text, whether it was through Facebook, and they were just sharing so many struggles that they were going through personally. And just looking for hope, looking for prayer, looking for that encouragement. And I kept feeling pressed to do something, to start something. And so 3 years prior to that, I had a prayer line that went on for 3 years. It happened Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 30 minutes from 5:30 a.m. in the morning till 6. And women were coming on this prayer line. But as the third year came through, God told me to stop. And so I stopped doing it. But then I was pushed and admonished to start something. But this time I said, well, Lord, you know, is it going to be 30 minutes? What would you have me to do? And then He showed me 15 minutes. And it was like, start the week out on Monday and end the week out on Friday, 15 minutes with Him. And this prayer line was birthed and has now been in operation over 1 year. And I'm just excited about what God has done on that prayer line.
Amen. I love Amen. It. I love it. Amen. And what's so beautiful is when you are able to walk in that obedience and say, you know what, God, I'm going to do that. And you're still enough to hear Him, because if you were too busy, you wouldn't have heard Him, tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly, exactly. Amen.
Now, is this line public or private?
It's a public line. It's really geared towards women. However, several of the people I know that come on, their husbands are listening as I'm on the prayer line with them. So you can mute your call, or we hope that, you know, the men won't come in. And when we're saying amen, you hear amen, you know. And so I try to push for the women. This is something specific for them, for I do believe God has given me a ministry to women. But men can come on. It's just not usually for them to kind of speak. Yeah. But it's an open prayer call for women specifically.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Love it, love it, love it. So you're a prayer line that is a public prayer line that is geared toward women. And how can they actually find out, you know, find out more about being a part of you know, starting their week out and rolling out, ending their week with joining a prayer call?
Okay, so the prayer line, as I said, it's only 15 minutes. The first 5 minutes, it consists, just to make sure everybody is clear, it consists of teaching. And then for 8 minutes, it is prayer. I actually pray, or sometimes I invite guests on the line to pray. And then for the last two or 3 minutes, we close out and we praise God. And so in order for those that are listening to come on the prayer line, the number is 1-641-715-0632. And the PIN number is 547-636. And I'll say that number one more time, 1-641-715-0632. And the PIN number to get onto the line is 547-636.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay.
All right. So that is so exciting to be able to be obedient enough to hear him. And then now you're already over a year into it.
Yes.
That is quite an accomplishment, and I commend you on your obedience and your diligence to, you know, continue to persevere in what he's calling you to.
Yes, amen. Amen. I'm glad. I'm so glad to hear his voice, and I'm so glad to be a vessel because, you know, in these times it's quite difficult. You know, a lot of people think you have to be kind of like in the church or in the pulpit or in the forefront, but God is calling us to do ministry in areas that may not seem like the typical area to do ministry. And this is a great ministry tool for people to call in.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You said it's on Mondays and Fridays, right?
Yes, Mondays and Fridays from 5:45 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay.
Okay.
45 a.m. to 6 a.m. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have something else, Eve, and just as exciting, if not more so, the Lord has given you a new prayer CD entitled what?
It is titled Jesus on the Main Line, and I am quite excited and overwhelmed about this prayer CD.
I know you are. So tell me, how was it birthed?
Okay, so in April of 2017, the Lord gave me several ideas of things to do. And one of the things that I heard him say very clearly was a prayer CD. And I said, a prayer CD? Okay, Lord. I said, well, who would I talk to? Because I do know a lot of people, a lot of musicians, pastors, et cetera. But he showed me Pastor David Wright, who was one of the sons of the late Pastor Timothy Wright and Betty Wright. And he said, you know, speak to him. And so I said, okay, I've seen him before. And, you know, we say hello in passing, but not enough to have, like, full conversation. Well, I reached out to him, and he returned the call. And as a result, I explained to him what God showed me. And he said, oh, okay, you know, so is it that you want me to record you praying or whatever? And I said, no, I have a prayer line, and I have prayers that have already been recorded. And he said, really, how many do you have? And I think at the time I had 125. And he said, what? So, yeah, he's like, so you have them recorded? I said, yeah. So he said, so what we could do is just, you know, pull from those that you would, you know, you're being pushed to choose to go on the prayer CD, and you do the teaching, you do the prayers, and then we'll put some hymns in. So he asked me my favorite hymns, and he played instrumental hymns prior to the prayers, and then in the midst of it, Aaliyah, the Lord blessed me to write a song and to even sing a song on this CD. So it is just, it's more than I can imagine to think of what happened with this particular effort. Yes, he will do it. He will do it. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you released this officially when?
I released this last Tuesday, the Tuesday before last, which was March 27th, a day before my birthday. So I was, we were trying to get it on my birthday, but I wanted Pastor Dave to actually be there and stay, but he had some other things he had to do. So I pushed it to the Tuesday instead. And so we released it on March 27, 2018, and it was at a friend of mine's gallery, the Richard Beavis Gallery in Brooklyn, New York. And Aaliyah, it was just amazing. It was amazing. It was a lot of people, and they were excited, and I was excited, and I was just so grateful to God that he allowed me to do this.
Well, congratulations. And it's one thing to already have the prayers. He can set you up, you know. But to have it, and then he give you a song too, and then you sing, girl. Oh, do that, yes, God.
Yes.
That's how you do it. He just, you know, he said we're in the hour that if those who are sensitive enough to hear his voice, and they're going to walk in obedience, he's gonna blow their minds. So I know this is one of your blow-your-mind blessings, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am. This is a blow-your-mind blessing, and it's part of my my favorite scripture is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in who? In me. And so never would I imagine this. I know he could do anything because I've seen him do it, but this here is like, wow. Wow, God, this is too much. And I was crying on my way to work this morning, just praising God, thanking him for him even allowing me to be a vessel. Yes.
How do we get a copy of this thing?
Okay, well, there are many ways to get a copy. First of all, I'm so grateful to be on all the music websites. So you can go on Amazon, I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, and CD Baby, where you can actually purchase the CD on there. Many people download music, so those are the websites. If you need to contact me, you can call me. I can give that number out now. It's 929-352-0354. However, if you actually want to purchase the CD, I have a PayPal account where you can, you know, send the money, and of course it would be the cost of the CD, which is $10 plus shipping and handling, and that can be sent to my PayPal account, and I'll give that out now for those that are listening. It's paypal.me/InitheFurnaceOfAffLic. And so it's paypal.me/InTheFurnaceOf and the beginning part of the word affliction, afflict, A-F-F-L-I-C. I'm on Facebook as Valerie Clarkson /Valerie Lee. I'm on Instagram as Clarky the Lady. And if you need to just send me an email the old-fashioned way, you can send an email to Clarky, C-L-A-R-K-I-E-T-H-E, L-A-D-Y. So that's Clarky the Lady, one word, @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Tell me some of the different things that are covered in prayer on the CD, some of the different things that you cover in prayer.
Okay, so on the CD itself, there are 15 tracks. So the first part of it, of course, will be a hymn, and then there will be a teaching. So some of the prayers and the conversations or topics are: one is called Get Your Mind Right, because we have to make sure our mind is the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And a lot of things are coming in, and we're not filtering it, right, because we're not leaning on the Holy Spirit to filter those things that should be thrown out. So we talk about that, Get Your Mind Right. One of the big ones is the F word, and that's the forgiveness word. And many people are walking around struggling because they have not forgotten what people have done, and they have not forgiven. And so they are angry and they're bitter, and many of their sicknesses and illnesses are being manifested because they have not forgiven. For Jesus told us that we must forgive 70 times 7. And so we have the F word, forgiveness. We have another prayer and conversation, which is a teaching on grace. We have another one called Could It Be, where we talk about Daniel and when the Prince of Persia held up the prayer, and God had to send Michael, the warring angel, to come down because Daniel's prayer was heard. And so I asked the question to those who are listening, could it be that your prayer was answered, but it's been held up by some prince of Persia? And then we have suddenly, where God is going to do things suddenly. He's going to blow our minds. And then the one that I'm really excited about is a prayer and a teaching on salvation. And it explains what salvation is. It walks those that are listening through the sinner's prayer, and then everyone can actually say it that's listening to the CD, and as a result, they can accept Christ. And then I had a friend of mine to come on that day. Her name is Lisa Frost, and she led that prayer so that those that are listening can accept Christ, and we gain more souls for the kingdom. We pray that God would send them to a teaching ministry, a Bible teaching ministry. And so I'm very excited. There are 15 tracks on this CD, and it's just doing great things because I'm getting awesome feedback from people, and it's encouraging me every day.
Yes, ma'am. I give God praise for your obedience. I'm telling you, there are so many people that they hear God, but they don't act on it. And so I'm just so glad and so excited that you acted on it, and now others are being blessed as a result, because our gifts aren't for us, it's for others. And so many are being blessed by your obedience, and I thank you.
Thank God. Thank you. Thank God for this. Thank God for this. Amen. Even being on the show, thank you, Aaliyah. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. So how do people follow you again? Because I did not get your handles for the social media, because I wanted to put that in our chat.
Oh, okay. So if you want to find me on Facebook, I am under Valerie Clarkson, and also that's my maiden name, and Valerie Lee. On Instagram, I'm Clarky the Lady, just that one word, Clarky the Lady, Clarkiethelady. If you need to send me an email, you can send that to clarkythelady@gmail.com. And so on the Facebook page, there is a group called Bible Studies Ladies and In the Furnace of Affliction. So they are two different groups, but they're linked together. And if you kind of request to be a friend in that group, you can be a part of the Bible Studies group and see, you know, the prayer calls and the scriptures and the playbacks of those prayer calls from 15 Minutes with Him. From Mondays and Fridays.
All right, man.
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm getting this typed in here so that people can follow you and come and support you. Because I'm telling you, this is definitely necessary. It's needed. Mm-hmm. And for those who, you know, are leading those busy lives and they're so busy, they're like, you know what, Lord, I got to start somewhere. So starting somewhere may be actually jumping on your prayer call on Mondays and Fridays or both days. You know, I just praise God again. I keep saying that because you just don't understand. As an intercessor, I know what it is to, you know, hear and then I have to act upon it. And so, but it was a growing experience to grow in this place. So I commend you. I truly commend you. So what we're going to do now is we're going to shift gears and see if people are going to share, if they have any questions or if they want to comment. Guys, if you're listening via internet, we're going to have you dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and you can share your question if you have a comment. If you are a part of the 15 Minutes with Him, or if you already have the CD Jesus on the main line, and you want to just comment or share or just say something to Valerie, dial that number, 929-477-2178, press option 1. Again, if you're listening by internet through the Blog Talk Radio link, you have to dial in to participate in the discussion. So We have a caller. You ready, Valerie?
I am. Okay.
All right. Great. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, ladies. This is Antoinette Boone, Lamb Family Services. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Antoinette.
Oh, my. Hi, Val. Hi, Aaliyah. Oh, my God, I am so, how's everything going?
It's going well. Aaliyah is wonderful. I'm getting ready to go visit her. We're going to hang out, Aaliyah. I'm coming to see you.
Oh, right. Yes, come on, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Let me tell you, Aaliyah, she doesn't realize it, but she is blessed. I know she blessed me when I was on. But she's
yes.
just blessing so many people, giving us a platform that we wouldn't normally have. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Aaliyah, I just pray God's blessings upon you because you're an awesome young lady. You don't turn anyone
mm-hmm.
down. And to go in prayer after you receive someone's bio and for God to give you the title or the topic for the night that correlates with the person's bio, that's awesome in itself. So you're
mm-hmm.
an awesome young lady. Thank you for allowing those of us a platform. And I just want to say that Val is one praying young lady. And I tell you, how she is not a put on. She's like that all the time. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
grateful for her because she has prayed me through. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad when God puts us on other people's mind and when they can actually pray
yes.
through until a breakthrough comes.
Yes.
And she's who she is. There's no put on. She is who she is.
Yes.
And I'm just excited and elated at how God is doing things in her life. So kudos to you, Val. You know you're in my prayers. I just pulled over to make sure that I listened, I tuned in, and I'm going to be tuning in every Tuesday because I know that Aaliyah is going to have some wonderful people on. But just
yeah.
kudos to you now. I'm praying that God continues to open doors, and we already know that there are people behind prison walls that are being blessed by your 15 minutes with him. I mean, you know, who would think? But God does all things well. So
yes,
you can take
yes.
the lead. Steadfast,
yes.
unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that
yes.
your labor is not in vain. I love
Amen.
Both of you. I will talk to you later. I just
Thank
wanted
you.
To say that so people understand that this is not a put-on. This is who she is.
Yeah, I love you.
Amen.
I love you. Amen. Thank you for that call and those comments.
All right.
yeah. Drive safely. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
It's such a blessing to have people, you know, that love the Lord, that have your best interest at heart with no ulterior
mm-hmm.
motives, you know,
right.
in your presence. See, everybody can't be on your front row, and everybody can't be around you, especially in the mantle that you carry, you know. So you got to understand that there's a difference. But I praise God for you two ladies. Y'all have hearts of gold. And, you know, it's such an honor for God to connect you with people that have a heart for him, genuine people that have heart
right.
for him. I'm loving it. So, guys, I tell you, go ahead and dial in at 929-477-2178. And if you have a question or comment, dial that, press number 1, and share with us your question, your comment. If you just want to make a comment about what's been said to this point, or if you know Valerie, personally, you just want to share, hey, by all means, we have another caller. Here we go.
All right.
Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us this
Hello.
Evening? You're
Hello.
Live. Who do we have with us?
Hi. My name is Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And I decided to listen in today. I was waiting for the time. 8 o'clock to come, and I wanted my kids to go to bed in time, and of course that never happens, but I said, let me just take the time and press in and make sure I listen in to Sister Valerie, who has been a blessing to my life in so many ways. I'm thankful that I met her at Mount Lebanon, and She has done tremendous things there for the women's ministry, being the first lady of our church and continuing to just press and grow in God the way she has with her CD, with her prayer line, God, continuing to bless those more abundantly. God is using her so mightily to do work in the lives of so many women, including myself, who have been struggling with things, family issues, marriage issues, just being Lisa issues, just trying to get through everyday issues. And so I'm thankful to God for Sister Valerie Lee, and I wish that everything that her heart desires, God will grant it to her and her family.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. You know I love you. I love you to life. I love you to
life.
I love
you more. I love you more.
Amen. Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you for listening and pressing that one and encouraging her.
Of course.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Bye. I tell Amen. You, when you're that person that's constantly giving out, it is so refreshing for someone to say, you know what, you bless me. And it's not about, you're not looking for that, but when you get it, you're like, wow, well, what did I do? And they're like, you just don't know. You know, you just being you and interceding for me has blessed me, you know. So that is so refreshing. And I just give God praise for the love that has been shown by the people who you've been a blessing to. You didn't tell me you were a first lady, Valerie.
No, I didn't tell you that. No, I didn't. I just listen, I'm a servant to the Most High. That's it. That's it. That's all that's important. All the rest of that is just, you know, some extra stuff.
Amen. I got you.
Amen.
I got you. You know what? And that's when you know you got the heart of the kingdom, because it's not about a title. It's about being who my Father's called me to be, regardless of who I'm married to or who I am. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Girl, yes. Amen.
Amen.
So, guys, if you have a question or comment for us, we're taking you on live with us. We have Valerie and Aaliyah on live on Friday Inspire. Our topic tonight is time with our Heavenly Father. And I tell you, Valerie has recently released, just 2 weeks ago today, she released her first CD. This is the first one, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
The first of many prayer CDs that God created.
All right.
Had her create called Jesus on the Main Line. And so that CD is available on all of your digital outlets. The CD is only $10. And so you want to go out and support this beautiful woman of God as she's doing the will of the Lord and advancing the kingdom of God. Her CD, again, is called Jesus on the Main Line. You can go out to Amazon. You can go out to any digital outlet and purchase it. Or you can email her, contact her, and she does have PayPal that you can purchase it directly through her as well. Guys, you also have the women who are listening. She has a prayer call that she does on Mondays and Fridays. You start your week out with her, and then you end your week out with her. And the title of the prayer call is 15 Minutes with Him. And so we posted all the information online in our chat, so you want to go out there and pull that information. We are so excited because I tell you, when you understand who you are, what you're doing, and it's not about you, but it's all about the obedience of doing what you're doing, because so many are blessed because of your obedience. So I just give God praise for you yet again. And again, if you have any question or comment, you dial in at 929-477-2178, press option 1. Again, if you're listening by internet, guys, you got to dial that number. I'm sorry, that's the only way you can talk to us right now. That's 929-477-2178, option 1. And so, that CD, I am so excited for you, Valerie. Now, do you have a website yet?
I do have a website. And I know if Pastor Dave is listening, he's saying, okay, I gave you the information. he did. He created a Jesus on the Main Line website, but I'm just a little new to this. So, you know, if they want to find it, you know, just reach out to me on Facebook and I'll post it or do something. But I'm just a little off with that right now, but he did create one for me. Yeah, so eventually I'll have that up so everybody can see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, we got another caller. You ready?
Yes, I have enough. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Amen. Welcome on Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Greetings and salutations. This is Cassandra.
Oh! Hi, Cassandra. How
are
you?
I'm excellent.
Hi, Cassandra.
I just wanted my sister to know that I was here supporting her, and I'm so proud of her. Love you, girl.
Oh, I love you, too. So, Aaliyah, this is my friend from second grade. So we've been friends since we were 8 years old, and she lives in North Carolina, and I actually got a chance to see her this past summer. And so I'm so excited that she took the time to call in, and she even is moving, and God is doing something in her life concerning a blog, and she's an avid reader, and she's doing all this stuff, and I was just like, I'm so excited. So thank you, Cassandra, for calling in to encourage me. I'm excited. I love you, too.
Thank you, Cassandra, for sharing with us. That's exciting to be connected. Still after that length of time, many people, you know, kind of fall off. And so that is exciting to still have a friend from that for that length of time.
Yes, yes, long time. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you. Thank you. Wow, that's great. That's great.
Wow,
amen.
That is so powerful. Amen. Girl, that's so much love. See, when you do the will of the Father and you do it from a pure place, this is why you're experiencing and receiving the love that you're getting tonight, you know, because people know it's from a pure place. You genuinely love people. And so girl, it just got me just as bubbly.
I do. I thank God. And it's not easy. You know, I think sometimes people think, you know, you have it together. I've shared with many of the women that I struggle with prayer, and they're like, you don't struggle with prayer. And I said, I do, you know, because I'm not a super saint. You know, I have feelings, you know, you deal with issues, but you have to push it aside because there's a greater purpose. And so many times I do have to put Valerie on the side because if not, God can't get through. You know, and so I need everyone that's listening to whatever you're dealing with, you know that God can use you no matter what, even in the midst of your affliction, he can use you. Yes. And that's what he's doing for me and for all of those who avail themselves to him. So,
Amen. And for that person that's listening that says, you know what, I've been so busy and I feel condemned because I haven't spent time with my father or even made time for him, guess what? There's no condemnation to him.
That's right.
Whatever time you give him, just get started and give him some time. That's all. Just give him some time. There's no condemnation, you know, because the enemy try to get you, you know, all caught up in. But you know what? You've been too big. Just start somewhere, you know. And it doesn't have to be an elaborate thing. It could just be a father. You know what? I appreciate you. I love you, and I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for my life. I thank you for my family. You know, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to be an eloquent speaker to speak to God. Talk to him the way you talk to him. That's him.
Right. That's right.
People try to compare themselves. What you think?
I think so, and that's the problem because it's that they're flattered, right? They're looking at people, they admire, they say, wow, I like how she prays or how he sings or how he worships, but that's because that was developed through their walking in this earth. And so I'm actually teaching a Bible study right now, and it's called The Disciplines of a Godly Woman. And one of the things that they talked about is that right in the midst of the chaos is where you can talk to God. So you can wash dishes and you can talk to God. You can mop your floor or wash clothes. And so once we break out of what we think looks like prayer, you know, it has to be at the church. It has to be in the room. Yeah, God did tell us to go into our secret place, but I can make my shower my secret place. I can make my car my secret place. And so we have to get out of that and just find him. Find him wherever we can and stop putting so much pressure on ourselves because life is busy. It's a lot going on, but we can find him right in the midst of all of the noise, mm-hmm. if you will. And so I just encourage everyone that's listening to know that just take the time. Just like Aaliyah said, she said, you could just start somewhere. Just sing to him, you know, make a joyful noise. You don't have to know how to mm-hmm. sing, but when you sing honestly and earnestly to him, he knows it's coming from your heart. And so take the time mm-hmm. to spend with the Father every day.
Amen. You are so right. You know, when you are a true worshiper unto the Father,
mm-hmm.
he, you know, he mm-hmm. just, there are songs for me, I'm a worshiper. And songs,
yes.
I wake up with songs every morning, something different. Sometimes, every, you know, I'll get different, same songs back to back. But for the most part, it's something different. So he'll serenade you, and all you have to do is serenade him back, whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that you want to
mm-hmm.
do. But understand that he ain't way up here and you way down there. No, he lives and dwells in you, and he just wants you to spend time with him.
That's it. I love it.
And like you said, you could be washing your dishes. You could be, combing your children's hair. You know, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that you're doing, you could be driving. And I tell you,
yes.
I love driving and spending time with my Father. Or even taking your bath. Whatever you're doing, you can incorporate just talking to him. You can
That's
incorporate
right.
it.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's right.
I love it.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. You know, we got some more callers. You ready?
Okay. All right. Yes, I'm ready.
Welcome on Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight? We have a caller from a private number. You have a question or comment?
Hi.
You're live. You press one. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Great. Did you have a question or comment for us tonight?
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Oh, this is my daughter. Aaliyah, this is my oldest daughter. Hi, Sian. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Sian.
Do you have a comment for your mommy?
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, my daughter is proud of me. The 14-year-old,
yes.
soon to be 15, and my 5-year-old, soon to be 6. I thank you. I love you so much, Sian.
Oh, thank you, Sian, for calling. That is so sweet.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Amazing.
Oh, wow. It is. That is encouraging, I tell you.
It is.
Love it.
Mm.
We have another caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have?
Hi, it's Fran.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Hello, Francois.
Hello. How are you? Hi, Aaliyah. Hi, Val.
Hi, Fran. Oh,
hi.
This is great.
I am just calling to tell you that I'm so proud of you. And for the listeners, I have her CD, and I listen to it every day at work. You want to get your mind right? Listen to the CD. And if you have the opportunity to have Valerie pray for you, that is such a blessing. But don't do it in your car. I'm warning you, because if you're driving and she starts praying, you are going to want to start shouting, and you might have an accident. This girl is a prayer warrior. Do you hear me when I tell you? Okay? She is a prayer warrior.
God, I thank God. Oh, my goodness. Aaliyah, this is my supervisor when I worked at MTV Network. And
yes,
we became
over
friends.
25 years ago.
Yeah,
25
over 25 years ago. Yes, and oh my God, I'm just so excited. Oh, thank you, Fran. I love you. I love you so much.
I love you
too.
My goodness. And thank you, Aaliyah, for having this platform for Valerie to speak tonight.
Thank you.
Thank
God.
It's my pleasure.
Wow.
I'm honored. I'm so honored. Hey.
Yes,
wow.
Indeed.
Man,
and you will definitely enjoy the CD. I guarantee it.
Oh, I'm glad to. Oh, I'm so happy you're enjoying it. Amen.
I am.
Wow.
I am. All right, y'all.
Wow.
Take care.
Right, I love you. Talk to you.
I love
soon.
You too. Yeah. All right. Bye.
All right. You ready for our next caller?
Okay. Yes. Sure. Wow.
Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have joining us tonight?
Hi, this is Cynthia Aaliyah. How are you?
Hi,
how are you, Cynthia?
So I debated. I'm like, should I call? Should I not call? But I can't hold it. Aaliyah, I do want to thank you for having this platform. I thank God for you. But I have to tell my friend publicly that I love her, and I am so incredibly proud. Valerie and I share a real sisterhood and a real friendship, and I consider it a privilege to have walked through with her. Sometimes in the furnace, and Valerie is the one that prays, and I'm the one who wants to fight. And Valerie has such a heart for God and such a heart for God's people. And if it could be her job to stand on the corner and at the train and just pray for everybody and ask them, do they want to be saved? Valerie would absolutely do that. You know, one caller said, what you see is what you get, and what you see is what you get. She is not ashamed of who she is, and she's not ashamed of who she is in God. But at the same time, she can connect with the regular Joe or the regular Juanita and let them know in their terms and in a regular voice that God loves them so much. And so, friend, my sister, I am so incredibly proud of you. I love you. I'm not going to take up anyone else's time, but look at God. Like you said, Aaliyah, look at God. Won't he do it? Didn't he do it? And he's not finished. And he's not finished.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen. Yes, oh, that's my sister. I love her. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. I'm a mess. You know, I'm sitting here crying. I'm trying to be professional here and composed. But I'm a wreck. I'm a wreck.
Oh,
my goodness. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Thank you again for dialing in and sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you. Love you, Val.
Thank you. Love you too, Cynthia. Thank you. That's my BFF. I love her. Wow. Amazing.
You have a heart for people and you love people. It exudes through your pores, so you can't be who you're not. And so you're truly a person who loves God and loves people, and that's why all the love is being shown towards you tonight. So we just give God praise. I mean, even for your 14-year-old, you know, I have a teenager myself. She just turned 16 on Saturday, so I understand, you know, they have their own stuff they're doing.
That's right. So, they do.
You know, spend the time. Take the time. Is it Sion? Is that how you say her name?
That's how I say it. Yes, Sion.
Yes, Sion, I commend you, young lady, for supporting your mom and stepping up and saying, Mom, I'm proud of you. Girl, I'm proud of you for doing that.
Aww.
And so kudos to you for doing that and supporting Mom tonight. Amen. Yeah. God is so faithful.
Amen. Amen.
I tell you. So what are you feeling right now, Valerie?
I'm still overwhelmed. I've been overwhelmed. I told a coworker of mine today. She looked at me and she said, "How you doing?" And I said, "I'm tired, but I'm overwhelmed." She said, "Well, I could see it all in your face. I see you're really happy." And I was like, "I am, because people are like sending me messages and texting and just saying how they're being blessed by the CD, or they show me a picture of the actual CD in their radio console in their car. And it's like, you know, to see my name, to see the CD, to see, and they're just saying, I'm encouraged. I'm blessed. I've been a wreck. And Cynthia knows I was crying on the way to work today. And she's like, you want me to give you a minute? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm like, but I'm just praising God, because he is absolutely blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful, and I'm excited, you know, still excited. So I'm just filled right now. I'm really, really full right now.
Thank God. I want you to take all those people who have reached out to you and they're sharing testimonies, and I want you to direct them to Amazon and tell them to go in and do do some feedback on there, because the reviews will also get you sales as well. So tell them to go back and everything that they're texting you are in. And this is actually nothing. I mean, I know to do this, but I didn't think to do this. This is the Holy Spirit inspired right now. So have them go into and do a review. All of those, I don't care how small it is, I don't care how long it is. Just go in and say how it blessed them or the fact that it blessed them. Because the more reviews you get, the more the people are going to say, you know what, I need to go check this out. Because this is blessed. Because even their testimony of how it blessed them is going to bless somebody else. Oh, I need to hear that right now. That is what I am, this person. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I haven't heard it,
but I'm just telling you what I'm feeling. Right now in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't come out of my shell too often, but you know what? We got to be who God has called us to be, and it's all about Him in this hour. I told you, I'm the mouthpiece that He's using on Friday and Inspired. This is His show. I'm just that mouthpiece that He's chosen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Anybody else want to share
with Valerie tonight? You can press that 1 on 929-477-2178. Press option 1. I tell you, God is so faithful. And this is, I'm telling you, there's such a bubbling over of love that's just, you know, just on this line. And I know the people who are listening and been able to partake of the interview and everything that's happening, I know they feel it. You know, I know they feel it. And so, it's just like this, the topic, time with our Heavenly Father, the love that you're feeling on the line just with this interview is a love that the Father wants to outdo and overflow and outpouring upon you. And so I'm telling you, so many people are going through so many things. And He said, take your eyes off of your situation and put them back on the problem solver. You're looking at the problem. He said, look at me, the problem solver.
Yes.
So we give Him praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To share with us, what is it? What's on your heart to share?
I just want everyone to be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Yes.
It looks dim. It looks bleak. But the hope of glory, He's still around.
Uh-huh.
He's still listening. He is El Rohi, which means that He sees everything. So whatever you're going through, and I know it's so difficult and you feel like you're going to lose your mind and you want to throw in a towel and you're ready to just walk away, I'm telling you that He's a keeper. Lord have mercy. He is a keeper. And if you trust Him in the midst of it, He's going to see you through. He has seen me through. Right in the midst of me praying for people, I wanted to lose my mind. Right in the midst of me not knowing what to do next or what step to make, He kept me. So if He can do it for me, surely He can do it for you, because He is no respecter of persons. So all He wants us to do is reach out to Him. Be honest with Him. If you're angry with Him, tell Him. He can handle it. If you have a question, ask God. He's able to handle your questions. And if you just want to say, God, how come you didn't do that? And why did you allow this to happen? He can deal with those things. It's when we take off the mask, when we take out this fake stuff that we deal with, when we go to churches and we're around people, we need to let it go and let God have His way, right? We love that song, but we need to do it so that God can come through and He can tell you right in the middle of the problem, I bless. Right in the middle of the situation, I showed you how much I loved you. And so I'm just grateful, and I pray that someone is blessed and that they know He didn't make me perfect and then give me blessings. He perfected and is perfecting those things that concern me, and for those of us who have said yes to His will, He's perfecting those things that concern you too. So be encouraged, every listener on this phone, every listener, be encouraged. Amen.
That's so beautiful. I knew you had something else to share with them. Amen.
I
want you to tell them again how they can follow you on social media, how they can get the actual CD, Jesus on the Main Line, also how they can actually listen to the Women's Prayer Line You know, we just want to bombard heaven with people saying, you know what, it's not my agenda anymore. I'm making you a priority. So we're giving them the tools. We're equipping them to get started somewhere.
Okay. All right. So for those of you that want to come on, come to the prayer line on Mondays and Fridays from 5:45 a.m. to 6 a.m. The number to call in is 1-641-715-0632. Once you dial in, you'll hear a voice that tells you to announce yourself, but you don't have to do that. You can just be quiet and just wait, and then you're going to type in the PIN number, which is 547-636. When I initially began to tell the prayer line information, there's also a prayer callback number. So for those of you that are writing, you can write this down, which is 1-641-715-0744. And the PIN number is the same, 547-636. And then it'll ask you for a reference number. And you can type in any number starting from the number 2 up to our current prayer line number, which is 148. That's for the prayer call. Again, that's every Monday and every Friday from 5. If you are interested in purchasing the CD, you can go to any music websites or sites, rather, and download. For those of you that are into technology, you can go on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, and you can purchase a CD on CD Baby. That's one way. Otherwise, you can contact me and pay through my PayPal account, and that is paypal.me/NINTHE furnace, FURNACE of OFASSLIC. The cost for the CD is $10. However, if I have to send it to you, you have to pay for shipping and handling as well. If you need to get in contact with me, you can call me at 1-929-352-0354. You can reach out to me on Gmail at ClarkieTheLady, ClarkieTheLady@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook as Valerie Clarkson, also / Valerie Lee. I'm on Instagram as ClarkieTheLady. And so those are all the ways that you can get in contact with me or purchase the CD or download it. Whatever you have to do, I want you to be blessed. So reach out to me, send me an email, tell me how you're doing. You need prayer, we will pray. And everyone on Facebook knows that in our group, the Bible Studies Ladies, I do post prayer requests of other people in that group. So there are a plethora of women. There's about 700 women in the Bible Studies Ladies group. And so we have women inside of the country and outside of the country who are interceding on your behalf. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. We give God praise. Let me see. I want to make sure we got everybody who wants to ask a question. I wanted to talk. Let's see here. Who was the last person we spoke with?
I believe that we spoke to.
All right. We have a Georgia number. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Good afternoon, ladies. This is Janie Jones. How are you all?
Hi, Janie. How are you?
I am doing well. I caught the end part of the show, and I most definitely wanted to call in to let you all know that you are truly encouraging me and you've inspired me. And I love the title of the show, Take the Limits Off. It's so powerful because I think sometimes we forget that we serve a mighty God.
Yes.
And sometimes we limit God to what our abilities are.
Amen.
Yes, I love the titles, and I say, ladies, great job tonight. Great job.
Thank God. Thank God, Janie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janie. We appreciate you tonight.
Yes. Thanks for calling in.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night as well. Thank you.
Wow, so God is so faithful. And I thank God for you tonight and for, again, for your obedience, for what you're doing, for the empowering and the equipping of the women of God through the prayer, through the intercession, through the Facebook, because, you know, God is using foolish things to find the wise these days.
That's right.
So, you know,
that's right.
have been bringing people to the kingdom of God. So, you know, whatever, by any means necessary, it's
mm-hmm.
time to bring them into their rightful place and their true identity. Amen,
amen.
But we truly, truly praise God for you tonight. Did you have any final words for everyone?
No, just thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate each and every one of you listening. Those, the ones that will speak and the ones that's quiet, I thank God for you, because one of the best things to see is a prayer answered. And there's so many people that I speak to that they are an example of the prayers that we have sought the Lord, that he's answered them, because they're alive and they're kicking and they made it. Amen. And so because of that, I'm excited. So thank you. Thank you to everyone. I love you very much, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are so grateful, guys. If you missed any of this interview with Valerie, you want to go back and listen to the replay. It'll be available in about 5 minutes. Sometimes even sooner. Valerie, if you feel led, you are welcome to pray to close us out. It's up to you on how you feel led, because like I said, it's a, you know, this is our Father's platform. So if you feel led to pray, you can. If you don't feel led to, you don't have to.
Okay. I will pray. So thank you again, Aaliyah, for this opportunity, and I pray God's blessings upon you as well in the future for the things that you've been seeking him for, and that he would surprise you in the weeks to come. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So let's just look to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Amen. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now just to thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for being a great God. There truly is no one like you. You are the king of every single king. You are the Lord of every Lord. And God, because of that, we honor you this moment, this time, and we say thank you. God, we love you, God, for who you are. We thank you for being an awesome Father, that you take care of us in spite of us, that you walk with us, that you keep us, that you provide for us, that you bless us in spite of us. And for that alone, God, we say thank you. God, thank you for this night. Thank you for this opportunity, God. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, the supreme being, an almighty God, a Father who looks down and who does not charge us according to our iniquities. For if you did, God, not one of us that's listening, that's praying, would be able to stand. So, God, I just thank you for this time. I ask that you forgive us right now, God. Forgive us for not praying. Forgive us for not doing what we need to do. Forgive us for even condemning ourselves when we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And because you are forgiving, God, we say thank you. Now, God, I pray for strength now in the name of the Lord Jesus for every listener on this line. I pray, God, that you would speak the encouragement to their spirit, that they might know that you are listening and that you want them to spend more time with you. God, give us a specific time. Give us a time in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, God, way before everyone gets up. God, give every single person a time for prayer. You said if we seek you early in the morning, we'll find you. And you also told us, God, that if it's at night, we'll rise and we'll give thanks unto thee because of your righteous judgment. So, God, we thank you that you have a time set for us to spend with you. So teach us how to pray. Teach us how to worship and teach us how to read your word and spend time in your presence. God, I pronounce blessings upon Aaliyah. I pray that you bless her going in and coming out. And I pray that because she opens doors for so many other people, God, that you will begin to move her into other areas of ministry in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you right now for her life. We thank you for TV opportunities. Hallelujah. We thank you for other radio and cable opportunities. We thank you for newspaper and media, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Aaliyah, for the best is still yet to come for her. We thank you and we give you praise for this night and for your listeners and what you're going to do for the kingdom. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the prayers. Thank you so
much.
Thank you, Lord. We pray. We praise God for you. And
thank
so
you,
I
Jesus.
Commend the blessings for your obedience, woman of God. I commend the blessings to overtake you for the CD, for the Bible studies, for everything that you've poured out. I call a refreshing into your spirit. I call a refreshing into your mind. I call a refreshing into everything that concerns you. Now, Father God, we thank you for your vessel, Father God. We thank you for
thank
the
you,
lives
God.
That she has touched, but God, for the ones that are to come. God, we bless you for her obedience. We bless you for her heart. We bless you for the purity and the innocence and the love that she has for you and for people, for your people. God, we thank you, Lord God, for a prophet's reward, because she is yet that so and so many other giftings that she walk in. God, I thank you for every gift being in operation. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you've called her to be in this hour. Lord God, and you've already equipped her. You've already ordained her. You've already sustained her, validated and approved her with your stamp of approval. So, God, we thank you that her words for you are from you, are yea and amen. And we thank you for the overtaking of the blessings and the blow your mind blessings that are here for us and for her and her ministry, for her husband, for her children, for her seed, that 100 years old. Lord, we give you praise for your people.
Jesus.
In Jesus' almighty name. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You so much.
Thank you,
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. I receive it. I receive every prayer. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Valerie. We look forward to having you back on. And if you need me in the future, you let me know. When you come to Atlanta, girl, you come on down. We're looking
All
forward
right,
to that
I will.
That
would be great. That's
right.
Great.
God bless
Thank you so
God.
Much. All right.
Damn.
Have a great one.
You too. Good night.
Amen.
God,
Good night.
I
Take
tell
care.
You again, if you miss any of the interview, you want to go back and listen to it. She was talking about one time, she said it's time to get that mind right. Well, tonight was actually the night I was going to release the book, the 21-Day Mind Detox of the devotional. And so God says everything got to be done in his time, and we're doing it in a spirit of excellence. So I did not release today, April 10th, as what I originally planned, but that was my plan, not his. So you'll be hearing more about it as God gives me the unction to release it. So the 21-day mind detox that the Lord is birthing, it is not finished because he's still adding some things to it. So thought we were going to be ready for the release today, but we're not. But that it will be coming out very soon. You'll be hearing more about it to come. I will not give you a date because this is the second date that I set, but now I'm seeking him on the date that he wants to set, because he's still giving me things. He's still downloading. He's still doing it. So as we are being sensitive enough to hear the voice of the Lord, you got to be still, guys. That's why it's key to spend time with our Father. In this hour, it can't be about religion. It can't be about tradition. It's got to be about being still and hearing from him. Those who have an ear to hear what he's saying, it's time to walk in that obedience. It's not for you, but the blessing is going to overtake you because you're of your obedience, but it's for you to be a blessing to someone else. See, it's time out for us to walk in that place of, oh, well, Lord, I don't know how to do this. No, no more of that. No more excuses, no more stagnation, no more delay. The time is now. And so it's time for us to walk in the things of God. So this is book number 4. On Fire to Inspire itself came out as a book because I was hearing the Lord speaking to me in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage and empower people. He said that I need to use you. I need you to tell them it is time to stop existing and start living the life that I've called them to. And who can better tell that story than someone who was doing that? And so I admonish you now to move away from what you know or thought you know and just be still enough and talk to your Father. You don't have to have an elaborate prayer. Just spend some time to talk to him. And again, remember, prayer is two ways. So as you talk to him, be still enough to hear him talk back to you. And I'm telling you, it's something that you will not be able to put into words. The love of your Father is you can't put that into words, baby. You really can't. So I admonish you, I tell you to just take that time to spend with him. Let him love on you. Let him heal you. Let him make you whole. There are so many people walking around with this bitterness and this forgiveness, like she talked about, that root of unforgiveness. No, you're tied the hands of God when you're walking in unforgiveness. So I need you to just be still. Hear the Father and be still. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in love. Because as you allow him to heal you and as you allow him to commune with you and communicate with you, I tell you, it is like a love affair you never had before. And it's one that is pure. It's one that is pure. Hallelujah. I tell you, I did not even plan to go in this direction, but I do what my Father says to do. So what you shall do in this hour is just be still and talk to him and listen to him more, because he wants to use you. And again, it's not for you, it's for everybody else, to be a blessing to the kingdom of God, for you to come out of that place of, oh, I'm just coming. No, you're not ordinary. You're extraordinary. And you got to see that he don't make junk. You were made. You have his DNA. So how is it that you can be anything less than who he's created you to be? I need you to look in that mirror and see yourself the way he sees you. He says, I love you with an unconditional love. And so I want you to see yourself loved. I want you to see yourself raised up like your Father, because he who dwells in you, he loves you. And he wants you to know that you're loved tonight. Hallelujah. So be encouraged. We will be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you guys to life, like you said. I love you with the love of Christ, and it is time to stop existing and start living the life that he's called you to live. Thank you to each and every one of our sponsors. Thank you, Afrographics. Thank you, Unique Expression by Design. Thank you, Raj Hair and Beauty Bar. Thank you, Inspired Jewels. ForYou.com. Thank you to Ms. Shondell Andrea Jackson, the power of decisions, overcoming life struggles and challenges through choices. Thank you. It's all about me, Gospel Stage Play. So, guys, again, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next week, and I will see you then. Love you guys. Have a blessed week.